UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Welcome back to Give 'em the Voot. This is Linda Bull, and I've been away for a few months, but I'm back in town, and this is my new time slot. If you want to listen to some Italian folk music, world music, Italian style, every Tuesday from 2 to 3, so stick around for the next hour. This is Give 'em the Voot on CITR 101.9 FM. versus Ferra. That is a brand new album of Sardinian guitar music from brothers Bebo and Massimo Ferra. Some of you who are jazz guitar fans, and particularly fans of Italian jazz music, may have heard of Bebo Ferra. He often plays with Paolo Fresu, the great Sardinian trumpeter. I had the pleasure of meeting Massimo Ferra in Cagliari just, a month and a half ago when I was in Italy. And this is my first show back after my six-month break. And I'm really happy to be back in the chair, and I've got lots of good new music to share with you today and for many, many, many weeks to come. Allora, è un vero piacere essere di nuovo qua a CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver, all'Università di British Columbia, qui a Vancouver in Canada. E sono appena tornata da sei mesi in giro, tra cui due mesi in Italia, dove ho avuto la fortuna di incontrare un sacco di musicisti nuovi, di conoscere nuova musica, tra cui questo disco di Massimo e Bebo Ferra, che sono due chitarristi classici jazz, diciamo, della Sardegna di Cagliari. Abbiamo sentito Turriga, il primo brano del loro disco duo Ferra vs Ferra. E invece, per iniziare la giornata qui, che ogni martedì dalle 2 alle 3, adesso potete ascoltare Give 'em the Boot, questa trasmissione di musica italiana, folk e altro, abbiamo iniziato invece con un altro chitarrista sardo. Oggi volevo iniziare con un po' di musica sarda, Marino De Rosas, che viene invece dal nord-est dell'isola, vicino ad Olbia, da un suo disco. Abbiamo sentito un brano Candelera, molto molto bello. Lui fa musica più tradizionale, con l'accordatura della chitarra, quell'accordatura sarda, che è un'accordatura aperta, molto interessante, però anche lui comunque ha un sacco di influenze varie nella sua musica. E per rimanere sull'isola della Sardegna, andiamo invece ad un nuovo gruppo, sempre nell'ambito jazz. Io ho avuto la fortuna e il piacere di incontrare diverse persone dalla casa discografica di Sard Music, e mi hanno regalato molti CD nuovi e mi hanno fatto conoscere questo gruppo. Sunflower Quartet si chiamano, e il loro primo disco si chiama Frattale. Voglio farvi sentire questo bellissimo pezzo che a me piace tantissimo, la voce di Francesca Corrias. Lei è una bravissima cantante che scrive la maggior parte delle canzoni e suona anche il flauto. E questo brano si chiama Naufrago.
Qui, senza memoria, è forse meglio così. È meglio questa spiaggia pulita. Chi ti ha rovinato la vita, gli occhi forse parlano al tuo posto. Le mani ed i capelli non hanno nascosto che il tempo ti ha scalfito, che ti ha consumato. Si vede dalla bocca che hai fin troppo amato. Acqua nel sale scioglie ciò che fa male. Sale nell'acqua il tuo ricordo, nei sogni s'annacqua. Di un uomo disperato a cui è data l'occasione di nascere di nuovo, di essere bambino, di ritornare da tigre a tenero agnellino. Dovremmo avere tutti l'opportunità di naufragare e perdere l'identità. Io scelgo di restare, tu di navigare e perderti nel mare per poi riaffiorare. Acqua nel sale scioglie ciò che fa male, sale nell'acqua il tuo ricordo, nei sogni si annacqua. Acqua nel sale scioglie ciò che fa male, sale nell'acqua il tuo ricordo, nei sogni sarà. Forse è meglio così, è meglio questa spiaggia pulita. Chi ti ha rovinato la vita? Dovremmo avere tutti l'opportunità di naufragare e perdere l'identità. Io scelgo di restare, tu di navigare e perderti nel mare per poi affiorare. Acqua nel sale scioglie ciò che fa male, sale nell'acqua il tuo ricordo, nei sogni si annacqua. Acqua nel sale scioglie ciò che fa male, sale nell'acqua il tuo ricordo, nei sogni si annacqua. Il tuo ricordo, nei sogni si annacqua. Il tuo ricordo, nei sogni sarà.
Sino mamma de dolore, no mi chiame das Maria, né te grazia piena, ma te dolores e penas de tu niente agonia. Cabina, sabina mia, intrega da traitore. Ah!
mondo a pace, cantendo i sannini un dei poeta sfini. Poni una bandera strantaccia, dei sfilus poetas cantendo i sannini, Sardinia gioiosa su mondo a Sardinia, dei sfilus poeta Sannini Uganten. E onoraivo di Sagunsinia, cantendi Sannini, dei sfilus poeta Zampagia su mundo gioiosa Sardinia.
That was a set of Sardinian music, new music that I've brought back from my recent trip to Sardinia. That track is called Brama, and it is an album that was produced and features Alberto Balia, who is a well-known folk and jazz guitarist from Sardinia. He lives in the south, not far from Cagliari, and I had lunch with him a few weeks ago. It was really lovely to meet up with him and talk about music and his experience in the crossover between traditional Sardinian guitar and jazz and improv. And this album actually is it's called Bascio e Contra, Incontro tra poesia e musica sarda. And the whole idea behind this is it's a project that he thought it was one of those subjects which, you know, hasn't really been explored very much in the context of new Sardinian music. And he really, it's something that he feels very close to. And he said that this is a very interesting and creative thing to explore, the link between poetic improvisation and instrumental music. And so Alberto is featured on the acoustic guitar on this album, and it also features Antonio Pani in voice, who is doing the Sardinian poetry, Enrico Frongia also, and Massimo Perra, and many others. But that's the album. It was called Bascio e Contra. It's probably not one you're going to find very easily. It's not one I've ever seen, and Alberto gave it to me himself. Grazie Alberto, spero di rivederti presto. Thank you very much for passing that on to me. It's got some great instrumentation in there too, including the, you may have heard in the background, a funny little noise. It's called the trump. It's a type of, it's an instrument that's actually used quite a little bit in, they call it the jaw harp or the juice harp, used in Appalachian music as well. There's lots of weird instruments in Sardinia, and weird in a good way. And before I played that track, I featured another Sardinian, very famous Sardinian. Elena Ledda is her name, and she has a wonderful new album called Cantendi a Deus. It is actually an album of religious songs, but don't let that put you off, because she has one of the most beautiful voices that you'll ever hear, and it doesn't really matter what the songs are about. I think you can appreciate the beauty of her voice. And it's an album of religious songs that she has done a lot of research about, and it features her husband Mauro Palmas on mandola, mandocello, the multi-talented Marcello Peguin, who just pops up on everybody's CDs, including Franca Masu, who I'll play something from her album Aquamare a little bit later. She's a musician who's coming to the Jazz Festival this year. Simonetta Soro also on vocals, and Silvano Lobina on bass. There are a number of other guests in this album. It's a very long album. There's 18 tracks. It's 70 minutes long. I played the track No Mi Llamedas Maria. The other thing is, of course, these are all traditional Sardinian songs, like written and sung in Sardinian. And Elena Ledda, Cantendia Deus. It's one of these new packaging CDs as well. They're like a little book with an incredible booklet. It must be about like 30 pages long. Beautiful. That's out on the Sard Music label as well. If you want to check out what other beautiful things they have, including the Sunflower Quartet, who I also played there. They're also on Sard Music label. I want to say a big thank you to Michele Palmas for meeting up with me in Cagliari for lunch and giving me a whole bunch of new music. It's always great to be inspired by some new music. And, of course, Sardinian music is very close to my heart. I hope you enjoyed that. The Sunflower Quartet, that beautiful track, Naufrago, with the vocals of Francesca Corrias. She wrote that song as well. Check out Sard Music, sardmusic.com, and you'll be able to get links to all that stuff. Of course, remember, you can always email me at givetheboot@gmail.com if you want me to give you some tips on music to listen to, or you can check out the playlist. It'll be up on my MySpace page, myspace.com/givetheboot. Just a reminder, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC. It's a lovely day today in beautiful, sunny Vancouver today. Good to be back in the saddle here, and I look forward to bringing some new music for the next half hour. So stay tuned. Got a little bit more of Sardinian music, then I have something funky and new world music from none other than Stefano Saletti and yet another project of his. And then a little bit of Riccardo Tesi, some preview of some jazz artists who are coming to the Jazz Festival in June, not very far away, and also an Italian classical mandolinist. So stay tuned.
Miss World Canada 2010, live May 7th from the Chandos Patterson Auditorium. Miss World Canada showcases regional pageant winners and delegates from across Canada and the Lower Mainland. The event supports Variety, the children's charity, through ticket sales and a silent auction. The silent auction begins at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Miss World Canada 2010, promoting beauty with a purpose and empowering young women worldwide to make a difference. Presented by Upstage This Productions. Go to www.missworldcanada.org for tickets and event information.
La festa appena scomensada, ja s'ha acabat. El cel ja no està més aquí. El nostre amor era l'enveja de qui sol. Era el meu orgull, la tua alegria. Ha estat tan gran i ja no sap morir. Per això cant i canta tu tota la solitud que tu m'has regalat. Jo la rec com una flor. Però avui he de dir que jo t'estim. Per això canta i canta tu. Ha estat tan gran i ja no sap morir. t'estim, però això ho canti, canta tu. No sap morir, per això canti, canta tu.
il giorno mi pento d'averti incontrato, la notte ti vengo a cercare.
Canzone meravigliosa scritta da Luigi Tenco, Mi sono innamorato di te, una delle canzoni più belle. Io sono un amante delle canzoni di Luigi Tenco. Questo viene da un disco che si chiama, il mio francese è terribile, C'est toujours la même chanson di Anna Maria Castelli. This is Anna Maria Castelli album featuring songs of Paolo Conte, Fabrizio De André, Gino Paoli and Luigi Tenco, including that song there, Mi sono innamorato di te, I have fallen in love with you. Beautiful version there. And the album features Anna Maria on vocals, Simone Guiducci on guitar, Salvatore Maiore on bass and cello, and Oscar Del Barba, who did all the arranging and did write some of the pieces. And Anna Maria Castelli will be featured at the Coastal Jazz Jazz and Blues Festival here in Vancouver. Very excited to be involved with that. And she's giving a show on Saturday, June 26th at 1:45 p.m. in Gastown at the Vancouver Sun Stage at the Steam Clock. It's on Water Street. And you can catch her and her trio performing there for free on Saturday, June 26th. And also featured at the Jazz Fest this year is the previous female voice you heard, which was Franca Masu, who is a Sardinian singer who is well known for her music in the Catalan dialect of Alghero, Algherese. Also, she sings in Sardinian and in Italian and in Spanish, and she's an amazing woman. And I played a track called Canzon per a tu, which is a translation of a Sergio Endrigo song called Canzone per te, and it's done in Catalan, and it's from her album Aquamare. She'll be coming with a quartet to the Jazz Fest and performing on the same day, Saturday, June 26th, but at 9 p.m. at Performance Works in Cartwright Street on Granville Island. So check out coastaljazz.ca for all the information that you might need for going to see some Italian music at the Jazz Fest this year. Big thank you to Ken Pickering for bringing those and many other great artists to the Jazz Festival. I'll give more information about those as time goes on. And just a bit of fun now, I'm going to play Stefano Saletti's new project called Oriental Night Fever. I'm not going to say anything more about it, just going to play this track. I'll be back soon. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot.
what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
So you've just been listening to a track from a great album called Oriental Night Fever, and it's a project of combination of Hector Zazu, Stefano Saletti, and Barbara Eramo. And the idea was that Stefano Saletti, you might know from some other stuff of his I've played over the years. Piccola Banda Icona is his most, well, one of his recent groups, and also the Sette Soish Orchestra, which is a sort of a pan-Mediterranean orchestra that's toured all over the Mediterranean. And this latest project involved the late Hector Zazu, who some of you may know from his work with Les Nouvelles Polyphoniques. And unfortunately, he just passed away about a year ago, and they decided that they would continue the project. And it's basically the idea is that they had this idea for doing a project together, and they were looking through Stefano Saletti's CD collection in his home in Rome, looking for an album by, what's his name? Gesualdo de Venosa, that's right. And came across Saturday Night Fever. And then Hector said, wow, this is it. We're going to do a world music version of this album. So essentially that's what it is. It's pretty cool. It's sort of reliving the 70s with world percussion, oud, bouzouki, but playing disco as if it were world music. So you just heard that great version there of Donna Summer's I Feel Love with the oud, and the lovely vocals of Barbara Eramo, very sort of Eastern sounding. Check it out. It's on Materiali Sonori. It's just out this year. And I didn't get a chance to catch them do it live when I was in Rome, but I did catch up with Stefano Saletti and had a chat with him about it. A wonderful project, something that really comes from the heart of all those involved, and a real tribute to their loved, very much loved friend and musical buddy, Hector Zazu. I don't really have much time left on Give Him the Boot, unfortunately. It's I've just managed to squeeze all the stuff in, but got so much to tell you, got so much more new music, so make sure you tune in every Tuesday now at 2 o'clock for an hour from 2 to 3, and I'll be here again next week with lots of new music. I do want to mention something though, that I'm organizing a workshop for an Italian mandolinist from the classical world, although he does play all sorts of styles of music. He's really into bluegrass, he plays swing, but he's best known as a classical mandolinist, and he was just recently touring with his duo partner on piano, and they did a tour of the east coast of the US, and his name is Carlo Aonso, and he's often featured playing with Elena Butiero, and he plays this lovely mandolin. This brand new album, Fantasia Poetica, features music by Beethoven, Carlo Munier, Raffaele Calace, and Nicodemo Bruzzone. Who knew that there was Beethoven music for mandolin? I'm going to play a little track called it's a Mazurka, Opus 141, by Raffaele Calace, who was a Neapolitan mandolin player from the 1900s, so 1863 to 1934 were his dates. The reason I mention it is because he's coming to town. Any mandolin players out there who want to learn a little bit about mandolin and the history of the instrument and techniques and things can come to a workshop. You can contact me about it, and I'll let you know. It's going to happen on June 12th, Saturday. So just email givetheboot@gmail.com and you can find out more information, or call 778-898-0688. And I'll be back in a minute with a goodbye for you, but listen to a little bit of Carlo Aonso. On Elena Butiero, Mazurka by Calace. I hope you enjoyed that. Not quite folk, but I guess all music is folk music, and it's all good music. Grazie molto per essere state con me oggi. La trasmissione si chiama Give 'em the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull. Ogni martedì dalle 2 alle 3 qui su CTR 101.9 FM a Vancouver, in Canada. Allora ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Grazie mille. E buona giornata.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chi miracle, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical.